Good morning and thanks for listening to this week's Commissioner Podcast. On Monday, April 4th, 2022, Commissioners Frazier, Rothstein, Wance, and Weaver attended the groundbreaking of the new Hampstead Fire Station and Event Center. Both Commissioners Weaver and Commissioner Wance were given opportunity to speak at this great event for the Hampstead community. Commissioner Weaver spoke about the history of the fire department in the downtown area of Hampstead. Commissioner Wance spoke about the importance of the firefighter and the importance of this new home for the fire service of Hampstead, Maryland.
Thank you for inviting me tonight to say a few words about this new endeavor Hampstead's taking on. The fire department in Hampstead is always kind of parallel to growth in Hampstead. For some of you, I know Frank Burline, some of you, we went to elementary school right across from the fire department. And I remember sitting in class and the fire siren go off. Everybody in downtown that you could see be running from their shops, going to the firehouse. And I remember one time the fire truck pulling out, some guy grabbing a coat, half-dressed, running down to catch the fire truck going down the street. But I remember those vividly because this was a community. And those shops, they didn't stop to lock the doors. They didn't stop to lock the cash registers. Somebody next door took over and managed two or three shops while somebody was on the on a fire call. And that was kind of what Hampstead is all about as far as community. And I remember when I started here, or got out of college and coming by and they're building this building, I'm like, wow, what are they building here? The new firehouse. And it grew with the town of Hampstead. Hampstead was growing. It was not more, it was just not that town from railroad track to railroad track, one block deep, but it just outgrown the firehouse across from the elementary school. So as they started building this, and Dana he told me here he was the designer of this and built the whole thing by himself, I think he said, or something like that. But okay, but from there, I attended many events in this building over the years, and believe me, when the fire siren went off and the lights went on, you just kind of had to wait a few minutes, let the trucks get out, and we're back to normal. But time has come. Hampstead has outgrown this station, and right now, you're seeing, I think, a milestone here for the town of Hampstead. And just, I am very happy that you didn't go down to Lower Beckleysville Road and build. This is the center of the community in Hampstead. It needs to stay as a community center in Hampstead. People in town know where it is. Everybody refers to the Hampstead Fire Department as a landmark in the area, and I'm just thankful that this is where you're going to stay. The other thing is, we are growing. Hampstead is growing. North Carroll High School, as that event center comes about the way I anticipate it will, this whole town is going to be an event center. You're going to have more business in Hampstead than we've ever seen in the past. So I'm thrilled about this. But the other side of it is the volunteer organizations have asked the county for help and assistance to get to here. Right now, Director Robinson has five plans he's put forward at the present time as far as how we're going to grow into this new EMS service. And I'm worried about it, to tell you the truth. It's all about money. It's all about resources. And those five plans, please review them and get back to us. And I'm serious about if you have a thought on it, I want to hear about it. If you have to make changes with it, I want to hear about it. If you don't like any of it, call Wance. But seriously, as we move through these areas, I'm worried about the county keeping up with what's needed too. We have a HR department that has to keep up with the growth. We have to fund the growth here for these EMTs and paid people as they become county employees housed in volunteer areas. We can't do it, I'm gonna let you know my thoughts on it. we can't just go, boom, here it is. It won't work. I think we have to gradually move into it. And I'm hoping Plan B is one that I'm leaning toward. But if you have better ideas, I need to hear about it. So please, as we grow and start in the county, let us know your thoughts on this. And I'm sure Dana will tell me no matter what. But let's go ahead and move in that direction. And Jim, I just want to say thank you for what you've done in the fire department in the Hampstead. Good luck, and we'll be with you in the future.
Thank you, Dave.
Commissioner Wantz spoke about the importance of the firefighter and the importance of this new home for the fire service of Hampstead, Maryland.
On behalf of all of us, congratulations to each and every one of you. Chief, it's a pleasure to see you here in the front row today. I'm going to be brief because it's a little chilly out here. Would you agree with that? I thought you would. Look, this is an amazing undertaking that you are doing here. There's nothing other than, all of us in the fire service say, it's nothing like getting a new piece of equipment and backing it in. But this is a very close second when you can back them in or drive them through a brand new home. So we applaud you. We applaud the community. What a great turnout here on a 5 o'clock to support the fire company. Thank you all for coming out here. And as we move into what I know will be the best volunteer career combination system anywhere, I'm thankful that you are doing what you're doing with creating this new station. Firefighters are the most common sense people in the world. And you guys are doing it right. You're putting a facility first, where it's going to be your events venue. Then you're going to build your station, and then you'll have both buildings. Amazing and well done. So, on behalf of all of us from around the county, and on behalf of all of the volunteers, as a 47-year Carroll County volunteer, well done, Hampstead. We can't wait to see what the results are. We'll be with you every step of the way, and thank you all very much for supporting the Hampstead Volunteer Fire Company. Godspeed as you see the transformation on this property. Well done.
That wraps it up for this week. But check out the commissioners on Tuesday, April 12th, as they continue to build the FY23 proposed budget. By looking on the county website at carrollcountymd.gov, click on the calendar date for April 12th to watch on the county YouTube stream. Thanks for listening.